All right, guys, go ahead and grab a seat. Thanks for, thanks for coming out tonight, guys. We're right in the middle of a study. This semester, we're calling it God and Everything Else. And, basically, the big picture, what I wanted to drive home throughout this semester is the fact that that God exists in himself and of himself, and that he is above and before and in and through everything, but everything is his creation. He made it, so he is distinct from it. And we've been talking about that throughout the semester, but now I think I told you last week, we're going to enter into a brief 4 or 5 part series on male and female. We looked at this phrase in the book of Genesis at the very beginning of Genesis chapter 1. It says that God made man in his image, male and female he made them. So the image of God is equal in men and in women. Men are not more or less the image of God, and women are not more or less the image of God. And you don't have more of the image of God when you're together. Like, if you're single, you're only 50% of the image of God, but when you get married, now you got 100%. No, I don't think that's the case. That's not what it says. Each is the image of God. So I showed you this slide here a week or two ago, and this is the male and female symbol. And I have no idea what the origin of these symbols are or what their significance is. You know, one's an arrow, one's got a plus sign on it, a cross or something, but male and female. So then I talked about that, how each is the image of God, all kinds of different people, but every person is image of God. It's not that you're more of the image, like I said a moment ago, when you're married, or you're more of the image when you're more productive, or you're more of the image if you're a certain ethnicity, or you have more of the image of God if you're a good person. No, it's just as humans, we are made in his image. All right, and then last week I said, all right, let's talk about dating, because I wanted to talk about, it's easy for each of the sexes. You have male and female. It's easy for the sexes to abuse each other, to talk about each other, or think about each other, or act in such a ways that we take advantage of, or we manipulate the other sex. And so I said, all right, let's do one real quick easy day on dating. 4 helps for dating. So I'm going to give you 4 helps. These are just 4 principles for dating. I hope that they'll lead you to Jesus as you're thinking about and as you're attracted to the opposite sex. So let's think about this for just a minute. 4 helps for dating. Let me jump in. Here's the first one. Help number one. You ready? Here it is. Help number one. I'm going to call this priority. Priority. Here's what I mean. Take a look at this verse. This is a pretty well-known verse. Jesus said this, Matthew 7. He said, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. That phrase, the kingdom of God, is a phrase that means the ruling of God, the authority of God. You could think of it like this. Check it out. I'm gonna edit these words a little bit. Seek first the kingdom of God could be translated as seek first to be ruled by God. Seek first to be under God's authority, under God's word, under God's leadership, under his lordship. Seek first. In other words, when I'm dating somebody, when you're dating a person, you're not seeking first to be ruled by that person. You're not seeking first to be liked by that person. You're not seeking first to be loved by that person. You're not seeking first to have a physical relationship with that person. You're not seeking first to get them to praise you. You're seeking first in everything to be governed by and to be ruled by your Savior Jesus Christ. Seek first to be ruled by God. He's first. So I call that, this first help is the priority help. Here's help number two. These are going to be quick. Help number two, right? When I'm thinking about dating somebody, maybe I'm in the middle of a dating relationship. That's where you are. Help number two, I'm going to use the word purity. Priority was first. Here's the word purity. Check out this verse. Paul says this in 2 Timothy 2. He says, flee youthful passions along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Notice where Paul starts at. A pure heart. You know, when I was in high school, there was a kind of a purity movement, and everyone was wearing purity rings in the churches or purity necklaces. And the idea there was, I'm going to keep my body pure, which means I'm not going to have any sexual relationship until I get married. That was the idea of purity. And what Paul says here is the goal is to keep our hearts pure. Now he says, flee youthful passions along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. In other words, when I'm dating somebody, I'm interested in this person. We're getting along well. I want to continue spending time with you. First of all, I'm putting God first in this relationship. I'm seeking to be ruled by Him. But here's the second thing. Paul says, spend time with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Is the person I'm dating somebody that when I'm with them, I know that they call on the Lord out of a heart of purity? Yes, I want my heart not to be meditating and to thinking about and desiring sinful things with this person, but are they the kind of person that's doing this also? Right? Flee youthful passions along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. That, I would just call this the purity principle, right? What about a third principle? All right, here's a third help. I guess help's better than principles. Help number three, the person help. God created man in His own image. This is Genesis 1. Male and female, He created them. I mentioned this last week, so I'll just touch on it real quickly here. This phrase, His own image. And just to make the point that whoever we're with, if I'm dating a person, if you're dating somebody, that person is in God's image. That person is God's. That person belongs to the Lord Jesus. That person is bought by Jesus. That person is chosen by the Father to give to His Son, Jesus, forever as a gift. That person is the bride of Jesus. That person is the child of God. That person is made, and assuming, of course, the person is a believer that you're dating, a Christian, that person is bought by Jesus. And so, that would be the person principle. That person is not an object. They're not just somebody that you get. That person already belongs to God. They're a person in the image of God. That will be a third help. Here's a fourth help. Help number four. Here it is. Help number four. All right, so help number one was priority. Help number two was purity. Help number three was person. Help number four is, Paul says this in Ephesians 6. He says, honor your father and mother that it may go well with you. And here's the point, guys, right? I know there are some bad parents out there. I've met some. God knows that I'm not a perfect parent. There are no perfect parents. There are zero perfect parents, none. But what this verse says is that it will go well with you if you will honor your parents. If your parents say to you, man, I don't think this is a good person you should be dating. You shouldn't be spending time with this person. This is not a good person for you to be with. I have concerns about this. If your parents are saying that, guys, man, go with them. Go with your parents, what they're saying. You think, they're just trying to control me. They're just trying to ruin my life. They don't know what's best for me. You may be right, but probably not. You're probably wrong, and they're probably right. Every time? No, not every time. Most of the time? Yeah, most of the time, they're probably right. So go with them. God says, I gave you parents so that it would go well with you. He wants it to go well with you. So I would call that the fourth P, parents. Let me add this one more P. I'm going to call this the extra P, okay? The extra P. I gave you four principles, four helps, but here's the extra P. It's the word pardon. And the word pardon means forgiveness. The word pardon means to be set free. And I, here's what I mean, guys. You have to go to Christ first. If you think, Dave, I have been dating someone and I shouldn't be, I need to break this up. You need to go to Jesus first to be pardoned of any sin, to get your conscience cleaned, to be washed, before you can ever have the strength to walk in the right way. Or if you're in the middle of a relationship and it's an ongoing sinful relationship, this is not the kind of person you should be dating. You know, your heart isn't meditating on the right things. Maybe you're not acting out the right things. But you need to go to Jesus to be cleansed, to receive pardon for your sins. He will pardon you. Guys, look at this. Look at this. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's what Paul said. He came to save sinners. Guys, he came to wash you, to cleanse you, to forgive you. Go to Jesus. You have to go to Jesus. You will never have a perfect dating relationship. Never. It will never be perfect. And if you don't go to Jesus, you will constantly live in guilt and you'll constantly live in fear. You got to go to him for pardon. Only Christ can cleanse you of your sins. All right, let me give you some questions here. How about these questions? What do you think is the point of dating? Why do people date? What do you think? All right, here's a second question. When do you think is a good time to start dating? Got an idea about that? Talk about it. How would you respond to your parents if they wanted you to stop dating someone? Try to answer that question. And then here's the fourth one. Go to small group and answer this. Where do we get the strength to date for the glory of God, right? Where do I get the strength to date? To even not be afraid, to not feel guilty, to not feel condemned. Where do we get the strength to do this for God's glory? Let me pray for you guys, and then let's go to small groups. Let's pray. Father, I give you thanks.